So I got out of bed because once my partner went to work, all I've been doing for the past hour is masturbating. I just have a very, very like instinctual need to just get off and feel good. So I moved. I came to the table where my laptop is set up and thought, surely if I'm here, I'll be productive. And instead, all I did was look at porn. So I want to get off again because I'm a slut and a useless, greedy lesbian, and I just love the idea of, well, I say I love the idea of edging myself or anything like that, but let's be real. If I'm not being told to wait, I don't. I'm pretty greedy. I can admit to that. But that is the sound of the vibrator hitting the table, by the way. I apologize. I will try to make sure that doesn't happen too much, but also I make no promises depending on if I go for more than just one or two orgasms. Because sometimes that's just what I tend to do. But I thought maybe I would record it because if I have to talk, I do focus a little bit more, and hopefully I just won't get lost in it. Hopefully I will feel the need to speak like I am now as it gets more intense. But we'll see. And also, I guess this is just good practice to get used to recording again on my own. Because I do like recording, I do like making content, whether somebody listens to it in the background or whether somebody shows an interest toward it, or even if nobody does, even if it's just for myself, I do like the idea of just, you know, doing stuff, putting myself out there, working on anxiety. But in particular, there's been this one fantasy that's been going through my mind all day, of just like having somebody in my lap. And whether they're like sitting in my lap or we're sitting on a couch or a bed and I just have my legs spread and they're just, you know, in that general area leaning against me. But I, you know, have their hands tied behind their back so they can't get too riled up as I, you know, mark their neck or bite them. Whether it be their shoulders, their neck, their ear, their pulse point, just lazily marking them, lazily biting them, giving them that little rush of pleasure and pain. Just not out of possessiveness, mind you, but just because it's fun. To have something in your mouth. It's fun to feel skin against your tongue, against your teeth, to feel that little rush of blood as skin breaks down. Not necessarily because it's fun to mark or anything like that, because not everybody bruises super easily or anything, and I'm not going to be trying to draw blood, but just because that feeling is so arousing to me on a very primal kind of level, almost. I don't like using the word primal too much because primal play is not something I'm super great at in terms of like, my fat ass is not going to be chasing anybody, and I would hope that nobody would be trying to outrun me because there is no need to do that. I'm the kind of person where if it's fight or flight, my flight is going at 1 mile, 2 hours. So, but anyway, just having someone against me, unable to really stop what I am doing, but obviously having consent and a safe word, because that's always important, even in fantasies for me. But watching as they're eyes start to gloss over a little bit, watching their lips and their mouth, the way that their lips part, watching for inaudible gasps or moans, because they're trying to be quiet. Just slowly building somebody up, working them up, until I feel like they're ready to receive more direct contact. And whether that be through teasing their nipples, just running my fingers over them, or lightly pinching them, or even just thumbing small circles around them, you know, slowly moving down, maybe not even giving them my full attention. Maybe I'm listening to something, or on my phone, or even talking to friends over Discord or Zoom or what have you. But still making sure that my partner is receiving some form of physical contact, some form of pleasure. Until I can see the way that their hips buck, I can see the way they're squirming, that they need more. It's not a want anymore, it's a need to be touched, to find some release. So I can slowly, eventually, move my hand down and spread their legs for them. And feel any wetness that they have, anything that's starting to drip or leak from them. So they can feel, you know, just the tip of my finger rubbing over a sensitive area. Just the idea of getting somebody off while they're helpless to stop me, because they don't want me to stop, even though they're getting frustrated with how much time I'm taking. It's just, you know, it's fun. It's very, very fun for me to think about. And maybe I won't even... Sorry. That's the vibrator against the table again. I apologize. But I don't always go for penetration. Sometimes partners don't like it. Sometimes we're just not in the mood for it. But also, I like to drag out orgasms. So I just like a lot of outer course. Because at the end of the day, you don't need penetration for it to count as real sex or what have you, you know? But, just to have my partner spread for me so they can feel my fingers rubbing, flicking, touching, what have you, against sensitive parts. Whether they have a clit, whether they have a cockhead, whatever, you know, just, it's about making them feel good. It's about slowly, so painfully slowly building them up. Until I can feel them, their chest heaving against me, the way they're straining, craning their neck, trying to get the most out of it. And it's still not enough. Just one finger lazily rubbing against them. I'm trying not to do any growling because it always sounds weird on the microphone. But sometimes I can't help it. And it's not even this specific fantasy. There's just always something nice about bringing somebody to that peak of pleasure where they can't take it anymore, where they need to come, where they just need more and more. I'm very, very much a person who has to focus on my partner in order to feel good. So masturbation isn't always easy, which is why sometimes coming when I'm alone takes anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes, but when I'm with a partner that I trust that I'm allowing to touch me, I'm as premature as it gets. But thankfully I can last a long time. My current girlfriend is very, very happy that if I'm really worked up, we can go for hours and she can keep count. But anyway, to be able to please somebody, to be able to work them up, hear their moans and their gasps, hear them beg for more, it's always very, very fun. It's especially fun for me if they're particularly bratty, because then I can just hush them or egg them on. You know. Whether they are being submissive, whether they are being the kind of top that just wants to be touched, whatever it is. Positions and terms don't really mean that much to me so long as I get to touch, so long as I get to feel them, so long as I get to bring them to that peak of euphoria. But to feel somebody writhing against me is pretty fucking incredible, I'm not gonna lie. Just having that closeness. Sometimes I make partners beg for me to let them come. Other times I love telling partners that they can come whenever they're ready, because we're gonna keep going once we hit that peak of overstimulation. Sometimes it's about building up to one powerful orgasm. Other times it's just me having fun at their expense. And even though we have a safe word until they say it, I'm going to keep making them come over and over and over until they're sore, until they can't take it anymore. Sometimes it's not even about slowly teasing. Sometimes it's about getting my mouth around them, flicking my tongue against them, pulling them into my mouth, sucking on whatever I can get a hold of. Other times it's fingering them wherever it is that they like, whether it be a finger in the ass, a finger in the mouth, a finger in their pussy, whatever it is. Sometimes it's even just about watching them get off for me, using a vibrator, using a dildo, using whatever they want. Just knowing that I have that kind of control makes me happy. Not necessarily control in the sense that I'm telling them what to do, but control in the sense of I choose when they get to come, or I choose how long they have to see how many orgasms they can get. Bringing them to that point, watching as their heads dip back further and further, watching their legs spread wider and wider, seeing them swell, seeing that tight knot building in their stomach, and so they can't take it anymore. And they need, absolutely need to be filled. Absolutely need to feel that release. I'm coming. Fuck. Oh, man. I cannot spend the next, what, 3-4 hours that my wife is out just doing this. Well, I mean, I could, but I'd be super sore. Super, super sore. It would be a mess. I get wet very, very easily, and the last time I masturbated too much, I left a trail all over the floor. And I'd rather not have to clean up the carpet. But yeah. Getting someone off, having control, being used as they see fit, whether they're using me or I'm using them. So long as I get to make them come once or multiple times, I am a very, very satisfied non-binary.